The Lord's Prayer, Week 1, Day 4. The God of Heaven is the Lord. We read from Matthew 28, verse 18, And Jesus, coming, spoke to them, saying, All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Heaven and Hell number 2. First of all, it must be known who the God of Heaven is, since upon that all other things depend. Throughout all heaven, no other than the Lord alone is acknowledged as the God of heaven. I have often talked with angels on this subject, and they have invariably declared that in heaven they are unable to divide the divine into three, because they know and perceive that the divine is one, and that this one is in the Lord. But let it be known that all those who have not separated what is true from what is good, or faith from love, accept in the other life, when they have been taught, the heavenly idea of the Lord, that He is the God of the universe. It is otherwise with those who have separated faith from life, that is, who have not lived according to the precepts of true faith. Heaven and Hell number 4. Infants, who form a third part of heaven, are all initiated into the acknowledgement and belief that the Lord is their Father, and afterwards that He is the Lord of all, thus the God of heaven and earth. That children grow up in heaven and are perfected by means of knowledges, even to angelic intelligence and wisdom, will be seen in the following pages. Heaven and Hell number 6. There were certain spirits who, while living in the world, had professed to believe in the Father, but of the Lord they had the same idea as of any other man, and therefore did not believe Him to be the God of heaven. For this reason they were permitted to wander about and inquire wherever they wished whether there were any other heaven than the heaven of the Lord. They searched for several days, but nowhere found any. These were such as placed the happiness of heaven in glory and dominion. And as they were unable to get what they desired, and were told that heaven does not consist in such things, they became indignant, and wished for a heaven where they could lord it over others and be eminent in glory, like that in the world. True Christian Religion, number 108. The Lord is at this day forming a new angelic heaven, and it is formed of those who believe in the Lord God the Savior, and who approach Him directly, and all others are rejected. So from now on, when anyone from Christendom goes into the spiritual world, as every man does at death, and does not believe in the Lord and approach Him alone, and is then unable to receive this faith because he has lived wickedly or has confirmed himself in falsities, at his first approach toward heaven he is repelled, and he turns his face away from heaven and towards the lower earth, to which he goes and joins those who are there, who are meant in Revelation by the dragon and the false prophet. Moreover, from now on, no man in Christian lands is listened to unless he believes in the Lord. His prayers become in heaven like ill-scented odors and like breath from diseased lungs. And even if his appeal is thought to be like the fumes of incense, it ascends toward the angelic heaven only like the smoke of a conflagration, which is blown back into his eyes by a downward gust of wind. Or it is like the incense from a censer hidden under a monk's cloak. Such is the case hereafter with all piety that is directed to a divided Trinity, not to a united Trinity. To show that the divine Trinity is united in the Lord is the chief object of this work. To this I will add the following new information. Some months ago, the 12 apostles were called together by the Lord, and were sent forth through the whole spiritual world, as they formerly were through the whole natural world, with the command to preach this gospel, and to each apostle was assigned a particular province, and they are executing this command with great zeal and industry. Questions and comments. Number 1. Is it comforting that all those who have not separated faith from life accept the heavenly idea of the Lord, that He is the God of heaven and earth? Why does acceptance of this teaching fit with joining what is true with what is good? Number 2. How kind of the Lord to let those spirits search around for another heaven than the heaven of the Lord. What do we need to do and not do to make sure we are not among those who wish for a heaven where we can lord it over others? Number 3. TCR 108 says that all who do not approach the Lord God the Savior directly, but pray to a Trinity divided into separate persons, are rejected. They are repelled from heaven, and their prayers are blown back down at them. This sounds harsh. Why does this happen? Number 4. Can you imagine being assigned a task in heaven by the Lord and getting to execute His command with great zeal and industry? Even a small task? How cool would that be? Has the Lord given you such a task in this world, do you think?